Good morning.
Good morning, Grease Man.
Yeah.
How you doing?
All right.
Talk about 1 hour, man. We're off of this job right here.
What do you do for a living?
Diesel mechanic. Night shift.
Sounds like a proud, bold way to make a living. A manly way to make a living.
Check it out. You're in a good mood today.
Well, reasonably. Reasonably good mood. What do you need? What do you want, buddy? Don't start with me today, all right? Just don't start with me.
I want you and your daddy to have a nice...
Don't you talk to me about my daddy.
I want you and your daddy to have a nice New Year's.
Don't you talk... I spent New Year's Eve with my daddy one time. It's the last time I'll ever spend with her.
Got a story about it, maybe.
I don't want to talk about it. It's disgusting. I think it would probably offend you. You don't want to hear it.
You always say that, but you always say one.
You know me too well. Well, it was a New Year's Eve. The daddy and I went out double date. I had Betty Lou Bielaski with me. Daddy had some old pincushion he'd been sticking for a long time. So anyway, we're out there. And I could tell Daddy was wanting to be near Betty Lou at the stroke of midnight. I mean, he was just looking at her, licking his lips, saying things like, at midnight means everybody gets a kiss. And Betty Lou's looking at me saying, I don't know if I want to be kissing your daddy. He got that big old queer, of red man inside his jaw, them nasty-looking pyrrhea-laden gums. I said, don't you worry, Betty Lou. You ain't going to have to kiss my daddy. I said, Daddy, don't you be kissing. He said, boy, on New Year's Eve, it's customary. Everybody kisses everybody. I said, you got your own woman. Kiss your own woman at midnight. He said, boy, little kiss from that thing, that sweet thing. I said, Daddy, you ain't getting no kisses. He said, well, at least let me have a dance with her anyway. I said, do you mind dancing with my daddy? She said, well, I guess not. All right, Mr. Grease Minnelli, I'll dance with you. So they played a real slow dance, and they out there dancing around, and Daddy's got his hands on her behind. I said, Daddy! Daddy! I ran up to the stage. I grabbed the microphone with him to say, I said, Daddy, get your hands off my girlfriend behind. You hear me? Get your hands off her behind. He said, boy, I want you my hand on her. I said, get your hands off her behind. Hey, Daddy! And then he started slurping on her ear. She's going, Lino! Lino, he done slurped on my ear. I said, Daddy, don't you be slurping on her ear. Get your damn Slim Jim breath out my baby's ear. Finally, I just told him, I said, I'm cutting in, Daddy. I'm cutting in. He said, boy, the dance ain't over. It is over, Daddy. It's over right now. You put your hands on her behind, you done slurped her ear. He said, well, I'll be around at midnight. I said, no, you won't. But sure enough, midnight's getting near and near, and I can see Daddy's edging to the crowd, edging for when the balloons come down at the stroke of midnight so he can lean over and kiss that thing. I said, Betty Lou, we may not be able to get away from him, but I'll tell you this. At the stroke of midnight, I want you to drop down to the floor, because I know he's just going to make a leap through the crowd at you at the stroke of midnight. You just drop down. When they say Happy New Year, I want you to be headed for the ground, all right? He said, all right, Nino. So sure enough, it's 5 before midnight. Daddy's right next to her. Look at his lips, looking at her eyes ablaze with desire. It's 3 before. It's 2 before. Happy New Year! She drops to the ground. I turn to laugh at Daddy, and he kisses me right in the face. I mean, he's just at the momentum. He couldn't stop. He's right on my face. His tongue wagging into my mouth. Going, oh, I was sick. I mean, I would... I started running. I ran for the bathroom. I burst through that door. I dropped to my knees in that commode. And, it was awful. It was awful. And then, them Slim Jims I had must have been bad earlier. I don't know. I shouldn't have dipped them in the onion dip because then I felt it grumbling in my belly. I knew I'd have me to squirt. So I turned around and dropped my seal suck and then the other end started firing up. Before you know it, I'm playing both ends against the middle. I'm sitting there. I feel like I got to heave my guts again. So I dropped to my knees and there I am, humiliated. My britches down, heaving into the commode. The worst New Year's Eve of my life. Before I knew it, there was a shadow over me. And there was Daddy. Daddy's standing there in back of the stall looking down at me. He said, what's the matter, boy? I said, Daddy, when you kissed me, it made me sick, and I've been throwing up, and now the Slim Jims done give me the squirts, and I gotta go bad, and I'm lying here on the floor. I don't know what to do. Daddy looked at me like that for a second and then unhinged his belt and said, boy, this just ain't gonna be your lucky day.
Grease, grease, digging the grease. DC 101.